Live from the South Coast, Trickstar Radio.
What's happening, people? And once again, welcome back to Breakfast with Kovu here on the Big Bad Trickstar Radio. We are bringing you another edition of the Interview Hour today, and we have got a number of guests on the line with us. I'm very excited for this. We're going to be talking today to one of my favourite garage labels, one of the labels for me that has really shone over the course of 2021, bringing original flavour, always looking very, very exciting. The branding is absolutely through the roof, and the quality of the sounds they've been putting out there for me has been genuinely amongst the best. So we are live on the line with the boys from Steppers Club this morning. How are we all doing, fellas?
Hello.
Yes, all good. Thank you very much for having us on.
Lovely stuff. So we have got three people joining us today. First of all, we've got Man Like Zephyr on the line. How's your morning going, sir?
I'm all good. Having a good day. What about yourself?
All good, mate. All good. Having a good one. It's good to get you all of you guys on the line. Sam, how are you doing, sir?
Yeah, I'm all good. All good.
Excellent stuff. I think we've also got Minister on the line as well, although I think the connection might be a little bit patchy. Can you hear me, sir?
I can hear you. I've got a dodgy signal, but I'm here in spirit.
There we go. That's what we like to hear. Fantastic stuff. So first of all, guys, I do want to kind of sit down and kind of discuss, obviously, the label over the last year or so. Obviously, I've been following everything you've been doing really, really closely. I've been trying to keep an eye on every single release. And I've got to say, first of all, congratulations for another fantastic year. Just in general, the quality you guys have been releasing has been absolutely through the roof. Zephyr, I'm going to go to you first on this. Just as a general sort of overlay, how would you say things have been at your end? Like, are you happy with the year? Are you happy with how things have been?
Yeah, I think we're buzzing, to be fair. I mean, obviously, starting a label during a pandemic isn't the easiest thing to do, and I think especially given how important like the live event side of things are for us, it was a bit of a challenge sort of starting up in those conditions. But obviously from what was it, July moving forward, I think it was, we've obviously been able to get out and start doing stuff and, you know, pushing the label further. So I think, yeah, given we've only really had sort of, you know, 6 months out of the 18 months that we've existed kind of operating like under conditions that a normal label can, I think we've done really well. And obviously we're really happy with the music we've put out, and the reception we've had has been great. So yeah, all good and our end.
100%, man, I'd agree. And I've obviously kind of looking at the constant outlay of music, it seems like there's a wicked release every month. There's a wicked kind of look to the label as well. Sam, you're on the line with us as well today. How would you kind of describe like what everyone kind of does at the label? Because it seems like it's a really solid unit of people all working together.
I mean, yeah, it's a well-oiled machine, as Isaac often says, but it's... yeah, we've all got our individual roles, and we all work well together. We all seem to have similar ideas or agree with each other's ideas most of the time. So there's never really any clashes, and it we just work well together, and it's a lot of fun. And yeah.
Awesome, man. I mean, it's good to hear. Obviously, about that sort of level of unity and pushing a project together is always difficult, I feel. Obviously, communicating primarily online, everyone wants to have the office space, everyone wants to be kind of sat down in a room together going through ideas. I mean, even this today, we're talking to people via Zoom. We've got three people in three different locations all discussing the label. It's fantastic. Minister, I'm going to go to you on this next one as well. We're organizing it nice and properly today. I feel like a proper quiz show host. But kind of looking through obviously the releases this year, would you say overall the quality level is the strongest it's been for you guys?
100%. I feel like every release we're sort of growing, we're adapting. Since the beginning, like when we started, we had a very similar sound. I feel like everyone was sort of putting out very, very similar style of garage, whereas now each release we're obviously bringing in new artists as well. The sound is kind of changing a little bit, and as you said, the quality is constantly improving, and I think it keeps all of us on our toes, just to like keeps us all under pressure a little bit, just to, you know, keep up with everyone. But yeah, I'm really happy with the quality so far.
100%, man. I mean, again, back to you on this one, Minister. Like with all of the, I feel like I'm in Downing Street saying that. I've got to say, back to you, Minister. But yeah, on that sort of thing of level of quality. Obviously, you all work on your own sounds as well. You're all producing at the same time. Would you say, as producers, it's kind of inspired you guys to constantly level up on that side of things as well?
Definitely. Like for me personally, COVID has been like a big struggle to produce. I found like motivation has just kind of sunk a little bit, and working with the Steppers guys, like I've collaborated with a few of the producers, working with these guys, it gives you a bit of a push and makes you view your music a little bit differently, like from another angle. So yeah, definitely, it keeps me inspired on a production level. But then also because we've got events, you know, and we're partying together as well, you can actually hear the music come to life. So definitely like super inspired. I'm sure Sam and Isaac will say the same.
Going back to you, Sam, on the kind of idea of obviously the producers kind of leading the way, the thing that I'd really like to ask you more than anything else, kind of looking forward, is there a particular moment that stands out for you this year in regards to maybe a release or a project or an event that happened? Is there a particular moment that stands out to you?
I mean, 100% is the Bristol event we did. That was the best feeling ever of just not being able to do what we loved for like 2 years. And then just coming into an event, which I think we sold out and was just a huge success. It was in the opening week. Everyone was so gassed and ready to go. And yeah, I think we all were very proud of our sets and had a lot of music to showcase. And yeah, it was just a phenomenal feeling and definitely would love to do that again.
Amazing, man. Amazing. I can imagine that first sort of week being back being absolutely outrageous. Zephyr, we're just going through, obviously, the sort of highlights for people in regards to the label over the year. Where does the Bristol event rank for you? Is there something that tops it, or is that like the top moment for you as well?
Yeah, it's certainly up there. I think quite a big thing that I really enjoyed doing with the label is actually the clothing drops that we do. We do sort of one every summer and then one every winter. So we do two a year. And we did our winter capsule a couple of months back. And we kind of try and expand on it every single time that we do a clothing drop in terms of how we promote it, increasingly trying to, you know, come up with a theme to market the clothes. And then obviously, you know, coming up with more designs as well and better quality clothing. And it's something that we actually put quite a bit of time into. So yeah, we did our winter drop back in October, I think it was. And that was a really big success. It was, you know, received really well. And I mean, to be fair, people have actually just been starting to receive their merch that they ordered in the post over the last couple of days. So it's been quite rewarding getting some of the feedback that we've had on that. And obviously, you know, going out to events every now and then, seeing somebody wearing Steppers Club merch is always a bit of a surreal moment. So yeah, I'd say that's certainly up there, probably alongside the Bristol event, as I think, yeah, what the proudest moments would be for this year.
Amazing, man, amazing. Minister, going back to you on this, I want to get an answer from all of you, as I've got all three of you on the line with me today. It's quite fun having a lot of people in this chat, I've got to say. But Minister, going back to you, what's your kind of highlight for the year in regards to Steppers Club kind of as a label?
I'd have to agree with Sam, like, even though I don't really remember much of the actual night. Bristol was amazing. It was like, it just felt like we were born again because everyone had been locked away. We couldn't even see each other. We hadn't even met each other that many times. So like having the whole sort of family there, running our first proper event, like selling it out and everyone smashed it. That has to be like the biggest highlight. But aside from that, I'd say it's just going down the pub and actually just chatting about garage with people, because in my area, I don't have that privilege so often, but when you get to meet five other producers, you know, like garage nerds who all love it, they're my favorite moments, man.
Amazing. Yeah, I can imagine that. It's the little things, isn't it, a lot of the time? It's the little things about obviously being in a situation where you're running a project with kind of people you get on with, you work well with, but obviously share such a keen interest with. It's always an exciting thing, and it's the little things often get a little bit undersung. But one thing I do want to ask you guys about, obviously, is one of the releases that has landed very, very recently. This is a huge one. It comes from an artist that I'm a massive fan of, obviously Kobe JT, an artist that's been sort of there since the beginning, I feel, of this sort of new school garage movement, one of the people that's been kind of involved in really helping push it from before the sort of buzz and the re-explosion that we've seen over the last sort of 2 years has been happening. Zephyr, I'm going to go to you on this one. How do you feel about this release? Talk to me about how it came together as well.
So yeah, basically with the first year of doing Steppers, we just wanted to keep the releases that we did as the original group of us. And the reason behind that was we wanted to build an identity that people could kind of relate to before, you know, trying to expand too quickly. And we got through all of those releases, and then we sat down for season two and we said, right, we need to start getting some more people in now. Who are our favourite producers in the scene? And obviously, as you would expect, Kobe JT was one of the names towards the top of that list. So yeah, Minister had a pre-existing, quite a close relationship with Kobe. I think that they were at production school together. Sean was happy to go and have a chat with him and say, you know, if you've got anything that we potentially look at doing. Then I ended up having a further conversation with him a few months back. And it was around the time that Club had been previewed on the Kiwi Boost Mix. So we heard it on that, and this was around the time, because we collect all the music for the season sort of before it actually begins. So, you know, all the music you're hearing getting released over the last few months and going through till next May, that was all set in stone back in last August. So we got the track from him at that point, and he was, you know, really keen to put it out with us, said that he'd, you know, been wanting to do something with us, which was obviously very flattering for, you know, to hear that from such an established member of the scene. And then, yeah, we just cracked on with the release, and obviously he released it with That Girl, which is a really fantastic B-side, very well produced. And yeah, he got really involved as well with the promotion of it. Like, obviously we do these sort of quirky videos to promote our releases, and it was a bit of a strange one, sort of asking people that hadn't worked with us before, like, are you happy to act like an idiot in front of a camera, basically?
what's the normal response to that? I've got to ask, what's the normal, like, responding message?
To be fair, like, I think everyone's been up for it so far. I mean, obviously, I think it's sort of a given now that if you release with us, that's kind of what you're getting yourself in for. with Para's release, for instance, as well, the whole, like, Roblox idea was completely his idea. Like, he came up with the whole thing, which was obviously pretty brilliant to see. So, Kobe did a really good job with the video as well. It was a great release, one I'm very proud of, and it's been good to see how well it's been received.
Amazing, man, amazing. Well, we are going to jump into this one right about now, people. This one, Kobe JT, again, a fantastic fantastic tune, this one. It goes by the name A Club. Really excited to get into this one, as always, people. Do keep it locked and don't go anywhere. We're live on the line with the boys from the Steppers Club this morning, and it's going to be a very enjoyable rest of the day. We'll be back in a couple of minutes' time.
The best in the South, Trickstar Radio.
There we go then, people. We're back inside the building once again. Welcome back to Breakfast with Kovu. We have a very lively morning on the way. We're joined by the boys from the Steppers Club. We're live on the line with Zephyr, Sam Dealey, and of course Minister as well. It's the first time we've had a four-way kind of Zoom call going on to get these conversations going, but I'm really excited to jump into this next section, because Sam, obviously we were talking earlier about one of your favourite moments from the year being a big event, which was obviously in Bristol. There's another big event taking place tomorrow. Do you want to talk me through what's going on?
Yes, there is. We're heading up to Birmingham, all meeting again, which some of us haven't in a while. And Jemmy's coming with us. We've got Bias as well, sort of starting off the night. And it's in Dead Wax Digbeth, which I think is a new venue in Bristol. And it's tomorrow night, starts at 10. Get your dancing shoes on, come down.
Exciting stuff, man. I'm going over to Minister on this one. Do you think, with as an event, this one is one that could rival the place for sort of like the your favourite thing of the year in regards to the Bristol one, or do you think that Bristol one is just impossible to top?
I'm a very optimistic person, so I believe we can go bigger and better. Obviously it's a new city, so yeah, I'm sure the Birmingham crew are going to bring the energy. It's just about going out and listening to the music. Like, my favorite thing is just going out, kind of shutting my eyes, being on the dance floor, taking in everyone else's sets, and then playing a few tunes as well. So fingers crossed we'll be able to top it. I think it's very much down to the crowd on the day. So yeah, fingers crossed.
Awesome, man. Yeah, no, 100%. Just for yourself as well, obviously you mentioned there that you're back in a new city for this scenario. Like, what do you look forward to going to new cities when you're doing these big sort of shows?
100%, because I only really go out in London, and I feel like I see the same people everywhere I go. So going up north or around to different areas of the country, I just feel like I meet a whole new demographic of ravers almost. And it's cool to see, like, especially after the sort of couple of years that everyone's had, being out and meeting new people and listening to music, you know, I feel like no one takes it for granted anymore. So yeah, super buzzing to go to a new city. I'm sure in the same way.
Exciting stuff, man. It is going to be an exciting event. Obviously, do go and check out the everything that's going on the events page and things like that if you are based up in and around the Birmingham area. However, Zephyr, I want to chat to you next because I want to talk about upcoming releases, and I know you've got some stuff planned. I know there's some things on the way. What can you tell me about what's coming up for the end of this year and, of course, 2022 as well?
Yeah, we've got a lot, to be fair. There's a lot in the pipeline, kind of with releases. As I said earlier, all of our releases between sort of now and May are already locked in. So we've got some more new faces coming to the label. Our guest at this show might be a hint as to one of those new faces that might be releasing with us. We've also, if you were following the label last Christmas, you would have seen what we did with Steppers Dubs, and we may or may not be announcing something in a couple of days that is going to be a follow-up to that instalment. But then we've got stacks going on. Obviously, this show that we've got coming up tomorrow, we're going to be vlogging that. We've recently invested in some camera equipment, and that's going to be a new dimension to the label where we're going to be videoing a lot of what we do and pushing that on YouTube and on our other socials. And then we've got stacks more coming up with releases. It's one release every 3 weeks until the end of May, so there's a lot more music coming through. We're only really halfway through this season, so there's a lot more to come, and some, you know, really, really big artists that are joining the group. So it's very exciting. Just keep an eye on our socials for more.
100%, man. It's really exciting. As a fan of the label more than anything else, I'm sat here going, that's a lot of music I've got to look forward to, which is going to be really enjoyable. What I want to do then, just to kind of round off today's conversation, is kind of go around and ask everyone what they're looking forward to most, obviously, about 2022 with the label, because it's always exciting kind of looking ahead to a new project. I know myself, from being in that sort of label scenario, often it gets to about sort of November, December, and you're already going, like, we need to start sorting out March, April, May, June. That's what you're kind of thinking at that time. So what's the thing you're looking forward to the most? Sam, we'll go to you first on this.
We don't want to give too much away, but there's always exciting, like, things we're coming up with all the time that it's exciting to be part of running it with everyone else, because we have so many ideas, and that we tend to implement.
Buzzing for it, man.
I'm excited to see new faces on the label, and just hear new music and share new great music.
Fantastic. That's the perfect answer. That was exactly what I was looking for. Over to Minister as well. What are you looking forward to the most about next year? Is it like to be the dances? Is it like to be the releases? Like, what kind of element are you looking forward to the most?
Personally for me, I'm just really looking forward to releasing my own music. This year I haven't a lot of stuff. So recently I've started producing again, kind of getting back into a flow, finding my feet with everything. And a lot of it, I feel like, will have a safe home on Steppers Club. I'm just excited for the label. I think we have a lot of potential, definitely in our growth stage at the moment. And I feel like there's just sort of endless sort of possibilities in terms of where we take this. And I just want to bring as many, like, people in to help us and get involved with releases as well. So yeah, I'm just excited for the future, I guess, and all the avenues.
Awesome, man. Awesome. I'll tell you what then, Zephyr, do you want to round off here and tell me what you're looking forward to the most?
Yeah, I think similar to what Sean just said, I think we're very ambitious with what we're trying to do. I think the first year of this, though, it often felt at times like we were putting in crazy hours of work, and it was fairly slow, sort of small steps, which I think is the sort of the way it's always going to be with any startup. But in terms of how it's been the last few months, it's been very, very encouraging, and things are starting to speed up a lot. So coming up to the end of this year, we're just very excited to see where we can take it. Obviously, we've got our releases that are going to be finishing for season two at the end of May. And then we've got something very, very exciting lined up that's going to be taking place across June. Can't say too much about it just yet. It's still a work in progress, but yeah, I think that little project that we're going to be undertaking around that time of year is probably what I'm looking forward to most, because it's going to be a real chance for us to reap the rewards of a lot of the hard work that we've put into this.
Amazing stuff. Well, I've got to say, guys, thank you for jumping on the line with us today. We've just about run out of time. It's been an absolute pleasure to get all of you guys on. I want to say again, congratulations on another fantastic year with the label. It's been so fun to watch, both from a fan's perspective and a journalistic kind of point of view. It's one of the few labels I can go to, and I know I'm never going to be disappointed with the releases. So big up each and every one of you with what you're doing. Moving forward then, where can people find you on the old socials? Zephyr, I'll go to you on that one as well.
It's yeah, it's at Steppers Club on everything, and then add an underscore for Instagram.
Amazing stuff. Well, guys, we are going to round it off there. Thank you for taking the time out of your mornings to join us. I hope you all have a very enjoyable Christmas, and we'll catch you all soon, okay?
Nice one. Thanks, man.
Cheers, buddy. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, my friend. Merry Christmas. We'll catch you all in a bit then. Keep it locked and don't go anywhere, people. We're live on the Big Bad Trickstar Radio this morning.
Trickstar Radio. The best in underground music culture.